Hello, and thanks for tuning in today. I'm Bill Neff, and this is Morning and Evening. In Romans 4:20, the Apostle Paul says that in the Old Testament, Abraham grew strong in faith. And so Charles Spurgeon wants to talk about the importance of faith today. And he says, Christian, take good care of your faith. Remember that faith is the only way that you can obtain the blessings of God. Prayer can't draw down answers from God's throne unless it's the earnest prayer of the man who believes. Faith is the angelic messenger between the soul and the Lord Jesus in glory. It's the telecommunications link that joins earth to heaven, and it carries God's message of love so quickly that before we call, He answers, and while we're yet speaking, He hears us. But if that link of faith is disconnected, how can we receive the promise? Am I in trouble? I can obtain help for trouble by faith. Am I beaten about by the enemy? My soul can lean on her dear refuge by faith. But take faith away, and I call on God for nothing. There is no pathway between my soul and heaven. Faith links me with divinity. Faith clothes me with the power of God. Faith engages the infinite power of Jehovah. Faith ensures every attribute of God is employed for my defense. It helps me to defy the hosts of hell. It makes me march victoriously over the necks of my enemies. But without faith, how can I receive anything from the Lord? The scripture says, "Don't let the one who wavers like the waves of the sea expect that he will receive anything from God." And so, Christian, be careful to watch your faith. For with it you can win all things regardless of how poor you are. But without faith, you can obtain nothing. If you can believe, then all things are possible. You've been listening to the devotional insights of Charles Haddon Spurgeon based on Romans 4, verse 20. I encourage you to reflect further on the comments you've just heard by visiting our website. The address is morningandevening.org. I'm Bill Neff. Have a great day, and I'll see you next time.